Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Ignite the Magic by Donna Grant. Narrated by Anthony Ferguson. Chapter 1. Long, long ago. It was now or never. Ailish's heart thudded against her ribs in an erratic rhythm. She was out of time. She'd thought she would have at least half a day before they tracked her, but it appeared as though her luck had run out. She gripped the small book firmly between her hands. Its weight was solid, dense even. The leather had darkened in spots, while other sections possessed a sheen from countless hours of handling and sunlight, leaving marks to create a one-of-a-kind appearance. But she wasn't looking at the book. Instead, her attention was focused out the window of her hiding spot on the fifth floor of the building, where she'd caught sight of the king's guards approaching her. The jig was up. They knew. Ailish immediately teleported to a different location. It would take the soldiers a little while to find her, giving her just enough time to formulate a new plan. She had known the guards would come for her. After all, no one stole from the king's sister and got away with it. But Ailish had counted on being out of the city when that happened. Someone, or something, must have alerted the guards. Not that it mattered now. She had what she needed. She glanced around the area to ensure she was alone, her heart tripping over itself. Her hands wouldn't stop shaking at what she had dared. She couldn't get caught. She had planned everything meticulously, down to the last millisecond. But she hadn't factored in fate. She should have known the tricky bitch would cause trouble. She always did. One way or another, Ailish wouldn't be on the Fey Realm when night fell. She didn't pause to take in the splendor of the lush hillside as she usually did, though she probably should. It would be the last time she saw it. This plan had been set for months, but part of her would miss her realm. This was her home, despite the seemingly constant bickering between the dark and light fey. Things had taken a drastic turn of late, however. There was talk of war, but not the small battles that had been happening, an all-out civil war. If that happened, there wouldn't be time to feed her adventurous soul, the wanderer spirit that begged her to discover what awaited. Besides, she had seen all there was to see on her realm. It was time for something new, maybe even something dangerous. Ailish hurried toward the small cottage near the river. Aunt Beatrix had left it to Ailish when she passed on from this life. B was all she'd had, and with her gone now, nothing was holding Ailish here. She and B had been kindred spirits, adventurers eager and impatient to explore. Ailish held up her hand, whispering the words to unlock the wards she had put in place. Her boots thumped on the wooden porch as she swung open the door and quickly stepped inside. Her gaze moved over the eclectic knick-knacks B had collected throughout her long life. Fay could live for thousands of years, and B had filled each day with various escapades, and spent her final years looking back on all of them fondly without an ounce of regret. Ailish wanted that with every fibre of her being. Each unique item in the cottage had come from their realm, but B had often spoken of yearning to go to other worlds. B had known it was possible, but despite her attempts to learn how, she never had. Ailish had taken it upon herself to do what her aunt hadn't been able to do. The past handful of years had been devoted to discovering if travel to other realms was possible. That had taken much longer than anticipated. So many Fae said it was impossible. A fine notion indeed, but not something any Fae will be able to do for generations. Yet she'd looked at the stars and knew it was possible. A select few believed it could be done, but were unwilling to talk. She'd settled on one and earned her trust over many months. Even then, the professor hadn't shared everything. Once Ailish had the basics, she focused on what she needed to accomplish her task. In her mind, magic was magic. All she had to do was discover how to work it. However, it hadn't taken Ailish long to realize it wasn't nearly as easy as she had believed. It wasn't just creating a fey doorway. She had to get the location correct so she didn't walk through and find herself in space, or a volcano. Creating that kind of doorway took an astonishing amount of power, knowledge, and expertise. Not to mention the restraint needed to control the magic used so she didn't rip a tear in time and space. Of course, that was the theory, or so she'd been told, but she had to start somewhere. Eilish had meticulously studied everything about developing her magic. All Fae were inherently born with it. It was part of them, like talking and breathing. For some, the ability to master complicated magic was easy. For others, they had to work at it. Always, though, Fae craved to be more powerful. Eilish was shocked at what she'd learned and how much her magic had flourished just from taking the time and absorbing the lessons in the numerous books she read. She stood in the middle of the cottage and held the small book between her hands, wishing Bea was with her. But Eilish would take this adventure on her own. She cracked open the book, the pages yellowed from time cracking as they separated. It was this little tome that had put her into her current situation. She had stumbled upon a contact who'd spoken about the book in soft whispers, glancing around to make sure no one heard him. From then, she had made it her mission to locate it. Sadly, that had taken far longer than she had hoped. But if Bea had taught her anything, it was to never give up. Once Eilish discovered who had the book, she'd sought out the owners and offered to purchase it. They'd instantly rejected her. She'd then offered payment if she could study it, in their home if that's what they wished. They also refused that proposal. So she'd done what any adventurer being denied something would do. She'd borrowed it. Eilish had every intention of returning it when she finished, but she'd made the mistake of not waiting before she stole the book. The fact that the owner happened to be the king's sister made an already complicated situation volatile. And when the king sent his guard, it told Eilish they wouldn't give her time to explain. They were after her head. At the end of the day, she had taken something that wasn't hers. Eilish inhaled deeply to calm her racing heart. Sweat beaded on her forehead, and her hands shook. Was it excitement or fear? A little bit of both. She couldn't remember ever being so terrified and enthusiastic at the same time. She had dreamed of this moment for what felt like a lifetime. She'd thought she would have more time to study the book and ensure her magic was ready before creating the doorway and walking through. Fate had decided differently. "Best laid plans and all," she whispered Bea's favorite saying. She glanced at the door. They would come here for her. Family was always the next stop. She needed to go somewhere else, a place no one would think to look. Somewhere she'd have the opportunity to read at least the section she needed, if not the entire book. She mentally ticked off locations one by one, but none of them seemed right. With her blood pumping in her ears, Eilish teleported a dozen times in rapid succession. It was rare among the Fae for someone to be able to follow another's magic when they jumped, but the King of the Dark recruited those who could do it to find any Fae on the run. The ability was time-consuming, and the more stops Eilish made, the more time it would take the Fae to locate her, and the more time she would have to read. Time. She'd always had so much of it, but now it ran between her fingers like grains of sand. The tighter she held onto it, the faster it seemed to disappear. She finally stopped teleporting. A quick look around confirmed the only thing Eilish would run into was one of the black deer that called the forest home. She sat beneath a colossal abifa tree covered with moss and opened the book, her eyes quickly scanning the words. The author described a realm just as verdant and abundant as theirs, a world with many treasures to be discovered. That was the place she wanted to visit. Chapter after chapter, the descriptions entranced her. It had to be real. No one could describe such details without having been there. Yet this was the only copy of the work. Thousands had been burned 3 generations ago when both the Light and Dark Kings demanded to know if the author had actually gone to the new realm. He'd vanished, never to be heard from again. And with his disappearance, his credibility crumbled. The entire realm was in an uproar about whether the story was fiction or truth. Light and Dark Fae alike began attempting to cross realms to prove the author right, and thousands upon thousands died in the process. The Light King demanded that all copies be gathered and had them burned. Even the Dark King agreed, ordering his subjects to destroy every copy. It seemed everyone listened but one. Ailish read the last page and softly closed the book. She smoothed her hand over the cover before setting it on the grass. It had taken hundreds of books and dozens of meetings with some of the most dangerous Dark known to acquire the knowledge needed to build her magic enough to create a doorway to another realm. She'd never told anyone about her plan and carefully worded each query. The instant her questions caused alarm, she ended the conversation and severed all contact. She had read and studied everything she could. She had practiced. All that was left was to actually try crossing the realms. She rubbed her hands together nervously. This was the first time she was undertaking this. She had thought to have as many attempts as necessary to create the doorways before ever stepping through.
"Seems fate has other ideas," she murmured.
The Dark Fae were all about power, and if someone thought another attempted to gain more, it garnered everyone's attention. Quickly. The fact that every Fae was born a light and chose to become dark by action and deed said something about the Dark Fae, including her. Ailish shoved that out of her mind. She needed to focus. There was no time to reminisce. She had devoured the words in the book and had an excellent memory. She didn't need the tome anymore. But it wasn't as if she could leave it, nor could she return it. There would be too many questions, and if the king discovered what she was about, Ailish would never see the light of day again.
"It doesn't matter," she said to herself as she tucked the book into her bag before standing. "I won't be around for them to find. And when I come back, they'll applaud what I've done. Hopefully," she added with a grin.
She walked from under the shade of the tree. Once in the sunlight, she took a deep breath and mentally went through the checklist of what she needed to do. Then she held her hands before her, palms out, hesitating for a moment. A surge of exhilaration shot through her as she focused on her magic, letting it build as she pictured the realm in her mind. She imagined it by the words in the book, letting images fill her mind's eye, all while imagining herself there. When the magic thrummed through and around her with enough intensity that it vibrated, Ailish swept her hands up and outward as if outlining a door while her magic poured through her hands. At first, she felt nothing unusual. Then the pinpricks of discomfort began, quickly turning to sharp stabbing pain. That led to unbearable agony. She tried to calm her breathing, refusing to look away from the doorway for fear her skin was ripping from her body. Ailish gulped, and her stomach roiled violently. Her fears of not correctly forming the door might be for naught. It was highly probable that the toll this took on her body would kill her before then. She focused on the door and the realm she sought. Her knees quivered. Her lungs seized painfully. Then, blessedly, she spotted a shimmer of air like sunlight on water where her hands had been. Her legs gave out. She crumpled to the ground, catching herself with her arms that also threatened to give way. Despite the agony that lanced her, she didn't look away. She couldn't. Somehow she was still alive, and she wanted to see if she had succeeded. Gradually, a doorway appeared. Tears pricked her eyes as she released a half-sigh, half-laugh. Only then did she pause to take stock of her body. Ailish let her head drop forward. She hurt. A quick look showed that everything was intact, at least on the outside. She sat up and took a few large gulps of air in an effort to get a handle on the pain. Thankfully, it was fading fast, though she wouldn't forget it any time soon. Nothing she had read or heard had cautioned her about that. Then again, if anyone had created a doorway to another realm, they were no longer alive to speak of it. Not even the author of the book had mentioned it. That could make the case that it was a work of fiction. She ran her gaze over the violet doorway. If there wasn't a realm out there like the book described, then she wouldn't have been able to create a door to it. Would she? It was time to find out. Ailish climbed to her feet, testing her legs. She dusted off her hands and stood before the door.
She had told herself that if she could make the doorway, she could walk through it, regardless of whether it took her somewhere or gave her instant death. Yet as she stared at it now, she felt a thread of fear, troubling doubt that threatened to make her destroy the door. Other Fae, much stronger than her both mentally and magically, had tried to create such a doorway and failed. Who was she, an unknown, a nobody, to think she could do this? And on her first attempt, no less. Her magic was adequate, but surely not enough to do something so grand. Eilish could almost hear Bee's laughter at her insecurity. Her aunt would have given her a wink and a little shove. "Don't let your self-doubt ruin your life. Think you can, Eilish, and you will." Eilish licked her lips, Bee's words making her square her shoulders. There was a chance she could die. She had no way of knowing if she'd constructed the doorway correctly or not. Creating a gateway between realms was more than baking bread. She could have all the magic in the universe and still get it wrong. Or she could have gotten it right. She knew Bee wouldn't have hesitated to go through. Regardless of whether life or death waited on the other side, Bee would have greeted it with a smile. "Then so shall I," Eilish said. She had come this far already. She hadn't spent years searching and learning, only to turn back now. Whatever happened, she'd attempted what others hadn't been courageous enough to even think of starting. Eilish reached for her bag and draped it across her body. She took one more look at her home world before lifting her chin. "Here goes everything," she whispered, and stepped through the door. Chapter 2. Eilish held her breath, squeezing her eyes closed as she waited to feel anything alerting her that she'd failed. Yet there was no discomfort, no ripping apart of her body. Instead, she saw a bright light behind her eyelids. It beckoned her to look, tempting her to glimpse the truth, be it success or failure. For the briefest of seconds, she almost took a step back. Then she remembered who she was and what had driven her to such drastic actions. Eilish forced her fingers to unclench. Her eyes slowly opened, and breath rushed past her parted lips as shock slid through her. She stood on a lush mountainside, gazing at the towering peaks on either side of her, rising like titans from the craggy ground. The summit to her right had a ledge where water cascaded over the side before falling a considerable distance to a pool, mist billowing erratically from the collision. Birds she didn't recognize with large wingspans floated on air currents, calling to each other. Above her, thick fluffy clouds drifted lazily across the impossibly blue sky with its bright sun. Behind her was a forest and plenty of vegetation about. Trees, shrubs, bushes. What she didn't know was if she had managed to leave the Fae realm, or if she had mangled the creation of the doorway. This could still be her world. She didn't know the birds, but she didn't know every species of animal. A thunderous roar broke the silence, coming at her from seemingly everywhere at once. She crouched to make herself as small as possible, her ears ringing, and instantly formed a ball of magic. Her gaze scanned the area, trying to locate what had issued such a terrifying sound. It was like nothing she had ever heard before. A whoosh, whoosh from overhead had her shifting her gaze skyward. Eilish fell back onto her butt, her mouth gaping in utter disbelief as she took in the sight of a dragon. She blinked, afraid her eyes were deceiving her, yet the animal was still there. It flew over her, its large body and wide turquoise wings blocking the sun and casting her in shadow. Thankfully, it didn't appear to have noticed her. She didn't want to face one in battle. She was certain she would lose. Eilish remained immobilized by a healthy dose of dread as she watched the dragon fly to the left and soar with the birds, before dipping a wing and effortlessly swinging around. She was surprised that such a large animal could move so gracefully and quickly. She didn't tear her eyes from it as it flew toward her again. She glanced around, debating whether to teleport to the forest. Maybe if she stayed still, it wouldn't see her. Her body was frozen, her mind locked until it passed overhead and flew out of sight. Only then did it register. She had indeed reached another realm. Her smile was huge as she made the orb of magic vanish and sat with her accomplishment for a moment. She looked where the dragon had gone, her grin waning. She might have reached a new realm, but she hadn't counted on dragons. Honestly, she hadn't thought about what she might encounter, which wasn't something she would admit to anyone. She had been so focused on gaining the magic and knowledge needed to cross realms that she hadn't thought of the next steps. Ailish looped her arms around her bent knees and considered her options. She had no idea if the dragons were friendly or if her magic would be enough to protect her. Despite that, she had no intention of returning to the Fey realm quite yet. But her excitement at not only reaching a new realm, but also uncovering so many discoveries waiting to be found, soon dispelled her lingering trepidation. She was small enough that she could stay hidden from the dragons. Besides, there might only be one. She could easily hear him coming and hide. Ailish climbed to her feet and glanced at the doorway that stood out in the open. She could close it, but would she be able to open another? Did she dare take that chance? It was better to leave it here in case she needed to make a hasty exit. She locked it to ensure no one could go through it on either side, then adjusted her bag and started toward the forest. The trees offered shelter and concealment. She could explore the woods and remain close to the doorway to return to her world should the need arise. Once in the safety of the trees, she paused. The shade from the canopy above her made it feel like she had entered another world. She marveled at the trees with their huge twisting trunks, roots that protruded from the ground, and gnarled limbs stretching outward as if seeking to touch each other, or maybe even the dragons. She laughed at her fanciful thinking. Small red rodent-like creatures with long fluffy tails, flitting from limb to limb, caught her attention as they chirped and barked loudly at each other. Ailish watched them for a bit, mesmerized by their quick scampering among the trees. She meandered through the forest, taking in everything, her senses overloaded. She took in the ground blanketed by dead leaves and clumps of vines that went everywhere, a chorus of birds filling the silence with music, vibrant flowers in a multitude of colors with heady fragrances drifting languidly in the air. It was amazing, all of it. She could spend hours in one spot and still not see everything. And there was an entire forest yet to explore. Ailish dropped next to a plant similar to the giant ferns on her world. This one was much smaller, barely coming to her knees. She gently ran her finger along one of the fronds that had yet to unfurl. It even felt the same as the ones from her realm. She removed her sketchbook from her pack and quickly drew the plant, as well as the incredible tree it surrounded. Ailish rested against another tree's trunk and added the small red animal that stared at her as it ate a nut, its fluffy tail curled behind it. She wished she would have sketched the mountains and waterfall where she had come through the doorway, but she could do that before she left. She wanted to capture everything. Maybe she'd even draw the dragon. She hadn't gotten a great look at it since she had been too dumbfounded to take in the details, but it had been large, very large. Threats were a part of any exploration. Dragons, however, were not. She laughed at herself as she put away her sketchbook and stood. How could she have known about dragons? There might even be other dangers lurking about, though the smaller ones were sometimes the most lethal. She shuddered as she thought of the Taurians, the small, many-jointed invertebrates on the Fey realm. One drop of their venom was lethal. She would meet whatever was on this fabulous new world with awe and respect, and maybe, just maybe, make an acquaintance or two, if she were lucky. Ailish walked up steep inclines and down even steeper ones for hours, carefully picking her way. Oh, how she wished Bee were with her, or anyone. There was just so much beauty and wonder to take in, and she didn't have anyone to share it with. Her thoughts halted when she heard the unmistakable sound of water. It didn't take long to find the source. The sight of the stream was so idyllic, she decided it was a perfect spot to spend some time. She sat and took in the water that filtered softly, dropping from level to level as it flowed southward. Moss-covered rocks, the same vibrant, striking green as the trees, dotted the shore and the tributary itself. Everything she had seen so far on this new realm was picturesque, but this place was something more. It was serene and secluded, a hidden paradise. Ailish reached for her pad and sketched the area. She used magic to add the exact color of green because she didn't want to get it wrong. When she finished, she simply sat and allowed the mesmerizing beauty to fill her with a feeling she couldn't define. It took some time before she realized what it was. Peace. She longed to stay. In fact, she never wanted to leave this spot. But there was so much more to see. After promising herself she would return, she knelt to cup her hands in the cool, fresh water and drank her fill. Then Ailish carefully picked her way over the slippery stones to the other side, a huge smile on her face. She hesitated and looked back before continuing her journey. When she became hungry, she used magic to produce food. She stopped many times to sketch a flower, an animal, or just a scene that caught her eye. She hadn't anticipated finding such splendor everywhere she went. The notepad quickly filled with her drawings, and she hadn't even been on the realm a whole day. The light fae gloried in everything bright and beautiful. They found flowers and plants soothing. A dark, however, scorned such things, and abhorred anything that even remotely resembled something a light would enjoy. Ailish had judiciously kept her joy and delight for the wonders around her, trees, the black deer, the moons, to herself, hidden from everyone but Bee. She had never dared to share her thoughts with anyone else. She was already an outsider among the Dark because she didn't conform as they demanded, which was ironic since the Dark had turned against the Light for that very reason. She had never fit in with her people. She wasn't a Light, but she wasn't like other Dark either. It had made life impossible sometimes. In order to survive, she'd had to pretend to be something she wasn't. The only time she'd ever been herself was with Bee. Her aunt had been a safe harbor in the storm that was her life. She ran to Bee when things got to be too much. Then her aunt died, leaving Ailish truly alone. No anchor, no safe harbor, just endless loneliness that ate at her like a cruel disease. The edge of the forest loomed before her. Beyond it was a sizable body of water with mountains ringing it on three sides. Ailish halted at the tree line and gazed at the grandeur before her. The lake was vast, the water so still and smooth it reflected the area around it like a mirror. She put her hand against the bark of the tree, feeling it bite into her palm. She would sketch this, but the water looked so tempting. She walked from the forest, intent on taking a swim. Halfway to the lake, water bubbled in the middle, an area growing larger, the gurgles coming faster and stronger. A heartbeat later, an enormous scaled head appeared, then the upper body. Ailish froze. Water rolled to the shore in waves as the dragon slowly turned its head toward her, pinning her to the spot. Her stomach dropped to her feet at the sight of the silver scales, glistening metallic from the sun and the water. The dragon's white eyes narrowed slightly, taking her breath. She stumbled back as the beast walked out of the lake, never looking away. There was no hiding now. Ailish pushed to her feet and formed two orbs of magic. She held one in each hand, waiting. "I'm not going down without a fight." Chapter 3. Lennox knew every creature on the realm, and the one before him wasn't one of them. The being was small, seemingly harmless, but underestimating her would be his folly. He climbed out of the water, intending to investigate this new arrival and what it wanted. His duty was to protect the dragons and the realm itself from anything he deemed a threat. And until he knew differently, the newcomer was exactly that. While he didn't know what it was yet, his magic informed him that it was female. He took in her exotic look, finding it surprisingly appealing. Her thick hair fell nearly to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?